Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, another Advent has gone by quickly. Homes and gifts are about as ready as they're going to be. And whether or not those things are as ready as you wish they were, we're gathered here tonight to ensure that our hearts are ready. As we gather here in our Father's house, to give thanks for his gift that gives this night its meaning, and that gives our whole lives meaning. And so I'd like to take a few moments tonight to consider what that gift is that the Father has given us, and what it is that sets that gift above all others, and especially what that gift shows us about the giver of that gift, God our Father. There are some qualities of a gift that can make you look upon the giver of that gift with special appreciation. For example, if it's clear that the gift was personally chosen to really suit you and your needs, that it's not just a nice gift, but it's the right gift for you personally, that can be very meaningful because it shows that the one who gave you that gift was really thinking about you. And indeed, in the gift that the Father has given us, he has shown us that he really had us and our needs in mind, that he really was thinking about us. Sometimes we can get confused about what we really need. It can be easy to think that what we need is more stuff. But the Father looked upon us and he saw our real needs. He looked upon our sin and saw our need for forgiveness. He looked upon our mortality and saw our need for life. He looked upon our lost condition and he saw our need for salvation. And so he gave us a Savior who would secure our forgiveness, a Savior who would win for us life everlasting, a Savior who would deliver us from everything that threatens us, saving us from sin, from death, and from hell. The Father gave us exactly what we most needed. And making this gift even more precious for us, that he gave us this gift at tremendous personal cost to himself. Some of you might have heard the story, The Gift of the Magi, by the author O. Henry. The story is about a young couple who don't have much in worldly terms. In fact, they each have just one thing that is unique and special to them. The husband has a gold watch that was passed down to him by his father, and the wife has long flowing hair that everyone considers especially beautiful. Well, in the story, Christmas is approaching, and they don't have the money to get each other gifts. And so on Christmas Eve, the wife goes out and has her hair cut. She sells her hair and uses the money to buy her husband a chain for his gold watch. And when her husband gets home and sees what she's done, he's certainly touched, but he's also very saddened. And he then gives his wife her gift. She opens it and is very surprised to see an expensive set of combs for her hair. The husband explains that he sold his watch to buy the combs for her. Now, it could at first seem like the gifts this couple gave each other ended up being a waste. After all, the husband can't now use the watch chain that his wife bought him, and the wife can't use the combs that her husband bought her. But in fact, to them, those presents are as valuable as they can possibly be. And why is that? They're so valuable to them because in both cases, the sacrificial nature of the gift shows what was in the heart of the giver. And so also the sacrificial nature of the Father's gift to us, what it cost the Father to give us this gift, clearly shows us the Father's heart. Now, in this case, of course, the gift itself also does have tremendous practical value. As we've discussed, the gift, in this case, addresses our very greatest needs. But much like in the story, our appreciation is tremendously deepened because of what the gift shows us about the giver. After all, no gift has ever come at a greater personal cost than this one. For the gift that the Father gave us is his own beloved Son. And he gave him not only to be born for us in Bethlehem, but to die for us on Calvary. He gave him not only to be laid down on the wood of a manger for us, but also to be lifted up on the wood of a cross for us. And that is where we see the love in the Father's heart for us. In the words of 1 John 4:10, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. In Christ, the Father gave us the most costly gift imaginable, a gift whose cost cannot be measured in dollars or cents, a gift whose cost is seen in the cross of Calvary. So God the Father gave us the gift that we most needed. He gave it at tremendous personal cost to himself. And the priceless nature of this gift is also seen in its lasting value. That this gift is no less valuable to us today than it was when he first gave it. For tonight, we are not just looking back and giving thanks for a gift once given long ago. We are giving thanks that that gift is still ours now. And we are giving thanks for the blessings that we will continue to enjoy from this gift long after tonight. As we'll be hearing in our scripture readings tonight, God gave us his Son specifically so he would be our Savior. And that's the good news that the angels announced that night, that to you has been born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And now, because of that Savior that God has given us, and because of what that Savior has done for us, salvation is ours. Salvation is yours now, along with all the other blessings that come with knowing we are saved. The peace of forgiveness is yours now. The joyful assurance of God's love and approval is yours now. It is all yours now because of Jesus. And we look forward to even greater blessings to come, again, all because of Jesus. And that is, after all, what God's gift to us is ultimately about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Why? That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is the gift for which we give thanks tonight. May the treasure of this gift reside forever in your hearts. And may the giver of this gift, God our Heavenly Father, be honored forever in our hearts, in our homes, in our lives, and in the church, now and forevermore. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Please rise as we now join in singing, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. We now remember and celebrate the birth of our Savior in the words of Scripture and song. From the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. We now join in singing, O come, Emmanuel. From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. We now join in singing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We join in singing, Away in a Manger. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We join in singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. We join in singing, What Child Is This? Verses 1 and 2. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. We join in singing, What Child Is This? The third verse. From the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Please rise as we join in singing Joy to the World. We now join our hearts and our minds in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you for coming to us and becoming one of us to save us. Keep this day holy in our hearts and help us to find comfort, joy, hope, and peace in you and in the life and love that you came to bring. Lord, in your mercy. Savior, when you were born in Bethlehem, angels announced the good news of your birth to shepherds in their fields. Embolden us, we pray, to share with the people in our lives the same good news, that to them has been born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Christ, our Lord, when you had been born, your mother Mary treasured up all that she had seen and heard and pondered these things in her heart. Move us also to ponder in our hearts the wonder of your incarnation and the amazing depths of your mercy and grace. Lord, in your mercy. Christ Jesus, in your humanity, you have experienced suffering and sorrow. Have mercy, we pray, on all who now bear a heavy burden in this life. Give strength to the weary, increase the power of the weak, calm those who are worried, comfort those who mourn, and to all grant a rich measure of your love, keeping them in your tender care. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, from the time you were in your mother's womb, you traveled many miles, often over difficult and dangerous terrain. During this holiday season, be with all who travel, we pray. Bless them in their journeys. Send your angels to guard and protect them and bring them safely to their destinations. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your perfect mercy and might. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray together the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we confess the Christian faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the lighting of the individual candles. Thank you. Merry Christmas.